Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Hebrews, the 6th chapter. For some weeks now, we've been on this subject of diligence. Somebody say diligence.
Diligence.
And let's continue tonight in Hebrews, the 6th chapter and 10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Somebody say work. And labor. What if you didn't do any work and labor? Yeah, well, then God wouldn't have anything to remember about you on that. But he does not forget. He's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. That's what it's about. Ministering to folks. Amen. Helping people. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful. One translation said dull and lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Thank you, Lord. He said, we desire that every one of you show the same diligence. Well, we looked at different words that describe the original words, the Hebrew and the Greek words translated diligence. Here's some of them again. One says vehement, earnest, fervent. These are all words for diligent. Another one said eager and determined. Should we be eager?
Yes, sir.
And determined?
Yes.
These words all are similar. Prompt, early, with speed, at dawn. Somebody say early.
Early.
So what's the opposite of early?
Late.
What's the opposite of promptly? Delayed. And late. Late. You've seen it and I've seen it. Numbers of times people, I'm talking about folk in our camp, that are late and behind and blame it on their spirituality. They were too busy reading the Bible, too busy praying, too busy, and they didn't get their work done. Well, this is just not true. Being late, being slothful, as it said, not being fervent. These are characteristics of fleshiness. People who really are spiritual are sharp. They're prompt. They're diligent. Don't you believe it when people imply that their sloppiness is excused because of their extreme spirituality? They're so busy with spiritual things that all the natural things just slide. And a lot of folk like to imagine that, you know, on the outside I'm a mess, but inside I'm, whew. Well, you wish. The outward man is a reflection of the inward man. And I got two amens out of that. It's the truth. The outward man is a reflection of the inward man. And laziness, slothfulness, being late, doing things sloppily and half-heartedly, those are all characteristics of the flesh. And it's ungodly, which means not like God. How many in your mind Can you associate sloppiness with God? Huh? What if God just let stuff go? Boy, I mean, in the universe, there's order. Things are right. Even the earth we live on here is in a fallen state because of sin. But you still see. You still see so much structure and order. Don't you? We can only imagine what it was like when he first made it. It was perfect. Everything was perfect. Glory to God. Well, soon that's going to be restored. We're glad about that, aren't we? The opposite of diligence, as he's mentioned here, is being slothful. And let me give you the definitions of that. The literal meaning of that is to lean idly. To lean idly means you're doing, what are you doing? Nothing. And to be indolent, to be slack, to be remiss, to be tardy, to delay, to be slow. We get the idea. Should we be diligent? Yes, are we told to be? Yes, is it a key to success? Yes, and victory? Yes. Oh, it is. And this is not just for two or three people. This is for all of us. Every one of us, this applies to us right now. Because even though there may be areas that we have been diligent in, there are other areas we hadn't been. Every one of us in this room has been lazy in some area. Sometime. I'm talking about you and me. So it's not for me to judge you or you to judge me, but let's judge ourselves and let's stir up. And let's say, I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to be diligent in the Lord. Now, we've looked at different aspects of this throughout these weeks, but I want you to notice something else that's right in this text. He said, verse 11, we desire every one of you to show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end. Now, let's just stop right there. Diligent, how long? To the end. This is a quality of diligence. And you're going to see it. It's going to come up again and again and again through these verses we're going to read. But say this out loud. Until it's done.
Until
it's done. Say it again.
Until it's done.
Until it's done. One more time.
Until it's done.
Until it's done. Is that a quality of being diligent? And you see that. Show this diligence to the full assurance of hope. Hope is expectation unto the end. And that's what a colon. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Not just faith. But through faith and. Faith and what? Patience. Well, this word patience, let me give you the definition of that. What is patience? It literally means to be long-spirited. What's the opposite of being long-spirited? Short-spirited. One says it like this, to be long-tempered. To be long-tempered. What's the opposite of being long-tempered? Short-tempered, and see how this goes together. What happens when people are short-tempered? Well, think about it. Something's going on, and instead of being long-spirited and long-tempered, what do they do? To be short-tempered means I'm quitting putting up with this. I'm quitting listening to this. I'm quitting doing this. I'm quitting.
Wow. Yeah.
To be short-tempered is to be a quitter.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Did you see this?
Yes, sir.
Short-spirited. He's talking about a quitter. Why? Because you're tired of it. You're fed up with it. You're mad about it. You're upset about it, so you quit. People quit jobs. They quit churches. They quit marriages. They quit believing God. Why? Shortness of temper and temperament. Shortness of spirit. What happens when you get tired, you get mad, you get upset, you get offended and quit? What happens? You don't obtain. You don't receive. Now see, it didn't say just patience, faith and patience. But you got to have the patience, the perseverance to go with the faith. It's not enough just to believe God. You got to believe God until it's done. You got to believe God until it's done. You got to stay with it until it's complete. And this is what separates the men from the boys and the girls from the women. A lot of folk can believe God for a few days. A lot of folk can be nice for a little while. Right? As long as you don't rub them too wrong. And as long as they don't have to be around you too long. And they can put up with it as long as it's on a certain level and for a certain time. But when it gets beyond that, people run out of patience. They run out of temper. Temperament we're talking about. They run out of peace. And what happens when they do that? They quit. They quit. They bail. I'm out of here. And what's so sad is so many times Christians I'm talking about, when they do that, they jump out of the will of God. They jump out of where He put them and where He led them and where He had them. And here's the thing. We've got millions of Christians. They're saved. They love God. They're good people in so many ways, but they're out of His perfect will because of offenses and anger and impatience and every other thing. And they're trying to get the full blessing of God on their life their way. And it will never work. Oh, you're saved. They're saved. And He loves them. But you can't get God's full blessing on your plan. He's not going to change His mind. Amen. He's not going to change His mind in 40 years and go, okay, we'll do it your way. No. Ain't going to happen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me